The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
This week on Texans 360, a look at week three of OTAs. Players are heading up to Richmond, Virginia. David Quessenberry, Coach O'Brien, and more. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome into Texans 360. My name is Drew Doherty. I'm filling in for Mark Vandermeer this week as the host. Mark, of course, somewhere off the Florida Keys, searching for a place called Kokomo, and we're going to get into a whole range of stuff here on Texans 360. We've got a check presentation. We've got players and their entourage. But first, we got to check in on what happened this last week at Texans OTAs. Behind me at the Houston Methodist Training Center, the players been grinding and out, sweating in the heat, and getting ready for 2015, and getting you ready for what went down. Well, John Harris and DP City.
Week three of OTAs in the books. Bill O'Brien announced this week he's got an offensive coordinator for the first time during his tenure as the Texans head coach. It's George Godsey. John, how much changes with this announcement?
Not much at all, to be honest with you. I think Goose had been calling plays for a significant portion of the time last year, so I don't know that much changes. And Bill had some pretty good reasoning in talking about in the press conference on Monday about George being the offensive coordinator, but not a lot's going to change. I think George is going to continue to call the ball plays, and Bill's felt real comfortable with him. And, of course, Bill O'Brien, being the offensive mind that he is, can always veto or help George change a play on the fly. So I think it's a good marriage. I like what George has done, and I think we'll see this offense go to a different level this year with him fully in charge.
George's role last year was quarterback's coach, so that brings us to quarterbacks because – it's our weekly update. How did they do this week in OTAs, and how do you think they did overall?
Well, I think these guys find a nice rhythm, and they get hot. And I remember last year OTAs, there were so many balls that were tipped at the line of scrimmage, and it sort of felt like a Lamborghini that you knew could get 85. If it got in the left lane, it could just go. But the quarterbacks are kind of grinding the gears, and the receivers didn't quite know where to go, and the running backs are off a little bit, and the offensive line wasn't real sure. Now you kind of see how the machine is put together, and hopefully they'll be able to build from this. But I think we've seen good things from all three quarterbacks. But we've seen Brian Hoyer get hot. We've seen Ryan Mallett get hot in practice. Very streaky, but very rhythmic guys. And Ryan Mallett, he made a throw in OTAs during the week, about 65 yards down the field, and he made it look easy. But this is a competition still, and it will be all the way through training camp.
Another key cog in the offense, Arian Foster. He's been out at OTAs every single day. How has 23 looked to you?
Man, I love watching Arian Foster. You don't see the pass protection because there are no pads, and they're really not running the ball that much. But you really get to see Arian as a pass receiver. And I said during my observations during the week, when Arian Foster is out as a pass receiver, I don't know who you cover him with because he beats a linebacker. You can't cover him with a safety. You might as well put a corner on him because he's as good a receiver as you're going to find. And, of course, his one-handed catch down the sideline during OTAs was as good as you're going to find. So I think he's as great a weapon in the NFL as any team has got, and I'm glad he's here in Houston.
Somebody else we're glad to have back in Houston, David Quessenberry. We've seen him out at OTAs. He's been in the weight room lifting, and he's slowly making his return. Your thoughts on Quessenberry, and could he make a return this year?
You know, it's slow, I think, only by the doctor's standards. I mean, this guy's coming off lymphoma. It's not as if he strained a hamstring, and he's wanting to get back for 2015. If there's something we know about David Quessenberry, that guy loves his teammates. He loves playing football, and he wants to be back as soon as possible. So when it's up to him, he'll be back.
All these stories and more on HoustonTexans.com. Stay tuned. We've got mandatory mini camp coming up next week as well.
Fun and informative stuff there from John and DP. Thank you so much. And a little bit later, we got to find out who's in the Texans players' entourage. Who would join J.J. Watt? Does he have a turtle? Does he have an E? What about Ryan Mallett? We'll get their thoughts on those things. Plus, we've got a check presentation. It's a big one. But for now, what are the top five videos on HoustonTexans.com from the past week?
Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Coming in at number five, it's Watt on Wilfork and LeBron James. In video number four, I answer your questions in this week's edition of Dear Drew. Numero tres, a look at week three OTA highlights. Checking in at number two, Coach O'Brien announces George Godsey as the offensive coordinator. And the number one video of the week on HoustonTexans.com, players react to practice with Washington. To watch these videos and more, visit HoustonTexans.com.
smooth to the core. Crown Royal Regal Apple Flavored Whiskey. The smooth taste of Crown with the perfect apple finish.
To know that every child is extraordinary. To remember that every patient is family. To know that bravery comes in all sizes. This is our promise. The Promise Campaign will expand our care and compassion to more children, extending our reach to communities in Houston, across the state of Texas, and around the world. What's your promise?
When you're holding the world's greatest hamburger in your hands,
I like to build pillow forts with my cats.
Nothing else seems to matter.
Meow.
You might even say, you're in the zone.
I never loved you.
Every Fuddruckers burger starts with premium cuts of beef and fresh baked sesame seed buns. Then build your burger to perfection with our incredible Build Your Own Produce Bar. When it's this good, nothing can be that bad.
Your father and I are joining a nudist colony.
Fuddruckers, the world's greatest hamburgers.
FanDuel's one-day leagues for real money are the hottest thing in fantasy baseball.
On FanDuel, I've won over $62,000.
Fantasy baseball on FanDuel is easy. Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings the next day.
There's dollar games, there's $2 games.
Each player has a different value. You can click on that player and insert them right into your lineup.
Try FanDuel today, and we'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $200.
With FanDuel, you get your winnings right away.
Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone to get up to $200 free. Enter promo code DOWN.
We went behind the scenes with J.J. Watt.
Visit your local Ford dealer today.
To show him the future of tough.
The all-new 2015 Ford F-150.
Look at that.
700 pounds lighter, can tow more, haul more.
Awesome.
Just push this. Oh, there we go.
Our fans know a little bit about tailgating, so I'm sure they'll like that.
It's the ultimate pickup truck, man.
That's right.
There's not much more that you can ask for.
See the all-new 2015 Ford F-150, the truck of Texas, at your local Ford dealer today.
I mean, I got the keys now, so I can just take it, right?